Report on state and federal legislation by Frank Welty, Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs. As this report goes to press, the California state legislature is struggling to close a $24.3 billion deficit in the state's 2009-2010 budget. The governor has proposed massive cuts to education, social services, prisons, and other state programs. We are concerned about how these proposed cuts will impact the lives of blind or visually impaired Californians. I encourage each of you to contact your assembly member and your state senator to let them know how various state programs touch your life. Believe it or not, there's more going on than the budget discussions in Sacramento. Here's an update on the bills CCB is watching. The California State Senate has passed a resolution sponsored by CCB, SJR 6, by Senator Alan Lowenthal. SJR 6 will soon be taken up by the Assembly Committee on Transportation. This resolution would place the state, page 42, legislature on record in support of H.R. 734, the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act, of 2009, which is under consideration by the U.S. Congress. That bill would direct the U.S. Department of Transportation to develop minimum sound levels for new, quiet cars. AB 386, by Assemblymember Ira Ruskin, has passed the Assembly, and it is waiting to be taken up by the State Senate. Existing law requires publishers of printed educational materials used at public colleges and universities in California to provide the material, upon request, in an electronic format that is compatible with commonly used Braille translation and speech synthesis software. Existing law also requires non-printed electronic education materials to be made available, when feasible, in a format that is compatible with Braille translation and speech synthesis software. This bill would expand the definition of non-printed instructional materials to include audio/visual works, podcasts, web clips, and video and audio tapes. It would also require that the electronic versions of non-printed educational materials be compatible with audio/visual captioning for the deaf as well as Braille translation and speech synthesis software for the blind. CCB is supporting this bill. SB 475, by Senator Alex Padilla, has been passed by the State Senate, and it has been sent to the Assembly Business and Professions Committee. This bill will raise the registration fees that guide dog schools pay to support the California State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind. It would specify that the annual license fee charged to guide dog schools would be no more than 0.005% of each school's annual expenses, as set forth by regulations, and that the fee would be payable before April 30th of each year. Currently, the annual registration fee is 0.004% of the school's expenses. CCB is supporting this bill. AB 378, Cook, has been, page 43, passed by the Assembly, and it will be heard by the Senate Committee on Human Services on June 9th. This bill would require each public authority or nonprofit consortium providing in-home supportive services, with consultation from its stakeholders, to develop training standards and topics to be used in the training it provides its IHSS workers. CCB is supporting this bill. SB 250, by State Senator Dean Flores, has passed the Senate Appropriations Committee, and it is headed for the Senate floor. This bill would require owners of dogs and cats to have their animals spayed or neutered. CCB will oppose this bill unless language is included to exempt breeders of dog guides from these requirements. SB 246, by Senator John Benoit, is stalled in the Senate Human Services Committee. This bill would mandate criminal background checks, including fingerprinting, for IHSS workers. CCB is supporting this bill. AB 144, by Assemblywoman Fiona Ma, was passed by the Assembly, and it is awaiting consideration by the State Senate. This bill will increase the penalty for abuse of a parking placard reserved for people with disabilities. AB 452, by Assemblymember Mariko Yamada, has stalled in the Assembly Committee on Human Services. The bill would establish the California Independence Program, a voluntary, fee-based program, for the provision of in-home supportive services to certain aged, blind, and otherwise disabled individuals who are otherwise ineligible for IHSS services. AB 885, by Assemblyman Brian Nastonde, has stalled in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. This bill would allow the state to borrow federal funds to pay for area centers on aging during times when the passage of the state budget has been delayed. CCB opposes this bill because it doesn't address the funding needs of other agencies serving the blind. Page 44, AB 1532, by Assemblymember Liu, has stalled in the Assembly Human Services Committee. This bill would provide additional state funds for in-home supportive services. SB 92, by State Senator Sam Ainstad, failed in the Senate Committee on Health. It may be taken up again next year. Among other things, it would set up a demonstration project to turn Medi-Cal from a defined benefit plan to a defined contribution plan. SB 389, by State Senator Negrete MacLeod, has been stalled in the Senate Appropriations Committee. This bill would expand the types of professions for which practitioners must submit fingerprints to the California state government, and it would be applied retroactively to people licensed before 1990. SB 638, by State Senator Negrete MacLeod, has passed through the Senate Business, Professions, and Economic Development Committee. It deals with the administration of various state boards, including the Guide Dog Board. It would move the sunset reviews for these boards from the legislature's sunset committees to the individual committees that regularly oversee the respective boards. SB 755, by State Senator Negrete MacLeod, has stalled in the Senate Appropriations Committee. This bill would require state agencies to award at least 1% of their contracts to persons with developmental disabilities business enterprises. SB 810, by State Senator Mark Leno and others, has stalled in the Senate Appropriations Committee. This bill would create the California health care system. This would be a statewide health insurance program for Californians. Finally, AB 23, by Jones and others, was chartered on May 12. This law requires employers to notify employees that they can receive federal premium assistance for Cal. Page 45, COBRA health benefits. Federal legislation, hybrid cars, and some other alternative fuel vehicles pose an increasing danger to pedestrians, especially those who are blind or visually impaired. This is because they operate much more quietly than conventional vehicles, so they are difficult to detect by sound. As mentioned above, a bill that would address this problem, H.R. 734, the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act of 2009, has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives, and its companion bill, S. 841, has been introduced in the U.S. Senate. H.R. 734 directs the Federal Department of Transportation to conduct a study of the quiet car problem and, based on the results of the study, to prepare a requirement for the minimum sound to be emitted by new cars. So far, 12 members of Congress from California have signed on as co-sponsors of H.R. 734. These are Representatives Howard Berman, Lois Capps, Bob Filner, Jane Harmon, Barbara Lee, Doris Matsui, Dana Rowe Rabiker, Linda Sanchez, Adam Schiff, Pete Stark, Ellen Dalsher, and Maxine Waters. We are seeking more co-sponsors. If your member of the House of Representatives is on this list, please thank them. If your representative isn't yet a co-sponsor, please ask them to be one. We also encourage you to ask our U.S. Senators, Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, to co-sponsor S. 841. You can reach the office of your member of Congress by calling the U.S. Capitol Switchboard at 202-224-3121. recently S 700 and its companion HR 1708 have been introduced in the United States Congress. These identical pieces of legislation are entitled Ending the Medicare Disability Waiting Period Act of 2009. Senator Jeff Bingaman, DNM, and Representative Jean Green, DTX, are the chief sponsors of this legislation in each body. We encourage you to call your page 46, congressional representatives and U.S. senators in support of these bills. Check with the California Connection to find out when the next Capitol report will be updated, and for the latest news on California state legislation. You can listen to the CCB Capitol Report by calling the CCB office during evenings and weekends at 800-221-6359. The report is also posted on CCB's website, www.ccbnet.org. For federal legislative information, please check with the Washington Connection at 800-424-8666. Or on the ACB website, www.acb.org.